You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What happened when the EX who upgraded ended up with nothing at all? Story 1. My ex broke up with me because, in her words, she couldn't date potential anymore. I was a broke grad student with a rusted Toyota, and she met this flashy tech guy at a startup who drove a Tesla and wore designer watches. She told me he was an investment. Said that straight to my face. Fast forward 3 years. I finished my degree, landed a well-paying job, bought a house, and now own a hybrid BMW. Meanwhile, Mr. Tech Bro? Turns out he was a walking red flag. He cheated on her constantly, burned all his money in crypto, and even got fired for insider trading. She messaged me recently. Just a simple, hey stranger. I didn't even respond. I just posted a photo with my fiancé on a trip to Iceland. Next thing I knew, she unfollowed me everywhere. Guess she finally realized that real potential doesn't flash. It builds. Story 2. Back in college, my girlfriend left me after dating for almost 2 years. She dumped me in a Starbucks, no less, telling me I lacked ambition because I wasn't pursuing a high-paying career fast enough. The next month, she was dating this older guy who owned a nightclub downtown. She bragged on Instagram about champagne dinners, designer heels, and leveling up. I kept quiet. Graduated, took a job in city planning, and didn't look back. Years later, I ran into her working at a cell phone kiosk in the mall. No designer heels, no nightclub boyfriend. She looked shocked to see me in a tailored suit, holding my son's hand while my wife browsed stores nearby. She asked what I did now. I told her politely, and she muttered, "Wow, should have stayed with you." I just smiled and walked away. Story 3. He said I was too simple for him, that I lacked ambition, didn't dress trendy enough, and didn't get the lifestyle he wanted. A month after we split, he posted a photo kissing a fashion influencer in front of some yacht in Miami. He called her his upgrade. That upgrade cheated on him 6 months later with some athlete. He spiraled. Got into debt trying to keep up that lifestyle. Burned bridges with friends. Lost his job. Me? I traveled. Healed. Found someone who thought my simplicity was peace. We got married last year. A mutual friend told me my ex now lives with his parents again, trying to sell drop-shipped crap online. Upgraded his way into square one. Story 4. My ex-fiancé dumped me 2 months before our wedding. She said I wasn't successful enough and that I'd always be just a school teacher. She left me for a real estate developer who promised her luxury condos and vacations. 2 years later, I saw her at a local bar, alone. She looked worn down. I later found out her developer fiancé got indicted for fraud. She lost everything. Her savings, her car, even her dog. He kept it out of spite. Meanwhile, I had bought a small home, got promoted to principal, and married my college friend, a social worker. We don't make millions, but we built a life based on love and values. Funny how stability never looked so sexy until it was gone. Story 5. She told me she loved me, but she needed more. More excitement. More money. More travel. I was working full-time and freelancing at night to pay off debt. She met this YouTuber. Flashy car, cool trips, huge following, and left. Their relationship played out on social media like a Netflix series. But after a while, his views dipped, sponsorships dried up, and the lavish life turned into GoFundMe campaigns for rent. He cheated too, caught in a scandal with another influencer. I, on the other hand, kept working, launched my own design agency, and built something stable. A year ago, I married my best friend, who believed in me during my broke days. Last week, I got a message from my ex. You always treated me better than I deserved. She was right. Story 6. I dated Lena for 5 years, through college, job hunting, and the early struggle of adulthood. I supported her while she pursued an art degree, encouraged her when she doubted herself, and even helped her get her first freelance gigs. Once she started gaining traction on social media with her art, she changed. She said I didn't fit the aesthetic anymore. Literally those words. Said I was too low energy, and that she needed someone with more drive and presence. She left me for this luxury brand consultant who lived in NYC, a loud, flashy guy who always wore sunglasses indoors. Within months, they were posting couple selfies in Dubai, sipping wine in Santorini, and hosting artsy brunches. Meanwhile, I quietly finished law school. I didn't post much, just worked, studied, and stayed close to the friends who never dipped. 2 years later, I got tagged in a Reddit thread about influencer scams. Turns out her new guy was conning people through fake collabs and NFTs. Her name got dragged into it for promoting it blindly. She lost a ton of followers. Sponsors dropped her. They split soon after. Last I heard, she was renting a room in someone's apartment, trying to rebrand herself as authentic now. She messaged me a few months ago saying she missed how grounded I made her feel. Sorry, Lena. You don't get to rediscover my worth after discarding it like old furniture. Story 7. My ex-husband left me 5 years into our marriage. His reason? I was holding him back. He said he wanted to feel powerful, be seen with someone elevated, not a nurse with long shifts and grocery coupons. He started dating this former model-turned-influencer. She had a massive following, always posted from private jets, spas, and music festivals. He thought he had struck gold. What he didn't know was that she was already swimming in debt. Her glamorous life was all credit cards and brand loans. Eventually, she roped him into buying a condo they couldn't afford. He drained our shared savings, defaulted on loans, and ended up selling his car just to keep up with her lifestyle. Meanwhile, I bought a modest townhouse, focused on my career, and later went back to school to become a nurse practitioner. I never tried to look like anything other than what I was, someone who cared deeply and worked hard. One day, he called crying. She left him after he couldn't fund her vision. He said, "I made the biggest mistake of my life." I told him, "No, you made your biggest decision. And I made mine when I moved on." Story 8. We dated for 3 years. I was the quiet, nerdy type, and she was the firecracker, always the life of the party. We balanced each other out, or so I thought. Then one day she sat me down and told me she needed more adventure and someone who could match her energy, said I was too content with mediocrity. She left me for this adrenaline junkie, a guy who base jumped, had tattoos in languages he couldn't read, and worked as a travel vlogger. She thought he was the next big thing. They traveled everywhere, Thailand, Peru, Iceland. I admit, I stalked her feed at first. It stung. But then the cracks started showing. They had frequent fights, some public. He lost his camera gear in a river, and by the time they hit Nepal, he was broke and blaming her for being a downer. She came back home, couch surfing, emotionally drained and jobless. I, on the other hand, had used that time to build my own IT business. Wasn't flashy, but it gave me freedom and peace. She bumped into me at a bookstore, tried to act casual. When I mentioned my fiancé and our upcoming Japan trip, her face fell. Sometimes, boring just means stable. And adventure ends when the camera's off. Story 9. She cheated on me with her coworker. Said he was more established, more cultured, and had plans. I was working two jobs at the time, saving every dime to open my own cafe. She laughed at my dream and called it a cute little fantasy. So I let her go. I lived frugally for the next 2 years. No vacations, no fancy meals. Just work, save, and plan. Finally, I opened a small but beautiful cafe near the city park. It was a hit. Our handcrafted drinks and book-themed decor caught on fast, and within a year, we had lines out the door. One day, she walked in. She didn't recognize me at first. I had gained some muscle, grown a beard, and confidence. She came up to the counter, looked around, and said, "Wait, is this your place?" I nodded. She looked like she wanted to cry. She had broken up with the cultured guy after he got caught embezzling money from their company. She was back living with her parents. She asked if we could catch up sometime. I said, "Sorry, we don't serve regrets here. Only coffee." Story 10. We were together for nearly 6 years. I thought we were building a life, dreaming of opening a business, traveling, buying land. But then, one day, she just changed. She said she wanted someone with status, someone who makes people turn their heads. A month later, she was with this local club owner. Fast cars, VIP sections, bottle service. She moved in with him in a high rise and stopped talking to most of our mutual friends. I was gutted for a while. Then I got serious, went to therapy, got fit, focused on my craft as a digital animator, landed a gig on a major game studio team, and finally bought land with my brother to start the dream, a nature lodge with an art retreat. Last year, my work got featured in a gaming expo. I posted about it. That same night, I got a message from her. "I always knew you'd do great things." But the same girl who once left me for the lights was now working front desk at a gym, stuck in a lease with her ex who was cheating and losing money to gambling. Some people chase sparkles and call it gold. I built slowly, quietly, and found peace while they ran in circles. Story 11. When my ex dumped me, she told me I had no edge. I was a library science student, worked part-time at a bookstore, and liked quiet things. Sunday coffee, poetry, jigsaw puzzles. She said life with me felt like a permanent Sunday evening. She left for a tattooed musician who played bass in a grunge band and smelled like whiskey and decisions made at 2 a.m. I was heartbroken but numb. I buried myself in my studies and eventually became head archivist at a historical research institute. It wasn't glamorous, but it made me happy. I traveled for work.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Found purpose and met someone just as quiet and curious about the world as me. 3 years later, I saw my ex's name pop up on Facebook, attached to a fundraiser. Turns out her edgy boyfriend had left her stranded on tour with his band. She had quit her job, sold her car, and was now crowdfunding her rent. She messaged me, saying she missed our calm and how safe I made her feel. I didn't reply. I just shared a photo of my partner and I hiking in Iceland with a caption that said, "Peace is underrated." Story 12. He called me a placeholder. We were together for 2 years, and during that time, I supported his startup dreams, financially and emotionally. I worked as a hotel concierge, paid half the rent, sometimes more, and even lent him money for his first product prototype. Then, out of nowhere, he sat me down and said I had good energy, but he needed someone with connections. Said he met someone at a networking party who came from a wealthy family and could elevate his brand. It crushed me. But life has a funny way of giving back. I got promoted, met a marketing executive staying at the hotel, and ended up joining their company as an assistant. Within a year, I was helping run campaigns for luxury travel brands. I found my people, my pace, my rhythm. Last I heard, my ex's company tanked. Turns out, his upgrade only liked him for the hype and bailed when it fizzled. He emailed me asking if I still had those vendor contacts. I wrote back, I upgraded too, from unpaid intern to someone who knows her worth. Story 13. He dumped me on my birthday. No warning. Took me to dinner, gave me a hug, then told me he'd been seeing someone else for a few weeks. Said she was more aligned with his vision, whatever that meant. She was a personal trainer with a popular Instagram, always posting motivational quotes and gym selfies. He said I was too emotional, that I should be more focused, more driven. I was wrecked, but pain is a hell of a motivator. I started small, therapy, journaling, walking every day. I learned photography, something I'd always wanted to do but was scared to try. Then I turned my photos into prints and opened a small online store. Somehow it took off. Fast forward 2 years. I had just finished setting up my booth at a local arts festival when I saw him walk by, alone. His face looked heavier, older. He noticed me, did a double take. Then he walked up and said, "Wow, you did all this?" I smiled and said, "Yeah. Turns out emotions build empires too." He bought a print. I signed it. To the one who made room for my real beginning. Story 14. She said I wasn't ambitious enough for her. We were living in a small apartment, saving to maybe open a barbershop together. My dream, not hers. She rolled her eyes when I talked about it. Then she met this guy at a networking mixer. He was all crypto, motivational quotes, and selfies with Lamborghinis he didn't own. She told me straight up, "I think he can take me places." So she left. Within weeks, she was on his arm at beach clubs, posting pictures of champagne bottles, tagging fake brands for clout. I stayed put, worked every day, built my business from a garage setup to a small studio. It wasn't much, but it was mine. My clients were loyal, and soon enough I had a waiting list. Got a feature in a local magazine, even had a local celeb walk in one day and post about me. Guess who saw it? Yep. She texted, "Proud of you. Maybe we could grab coffee." I left it on read. She and the crypto guy had split after his portfolio disappeared into the blockchain void. I don't do fades, not in haircuts, and not in loyalty. Story 15. We were a lesbian couple for 4 years. I thought we were solid, planning to adopt, looking at apartments together. Then she got promoted and started spending time with this marketing director from another branch. Sleek, confident, expensive taste. Eventually, she told me she needed someone who fit the image, someone who could match her career trajectory and social circle. She didn't say it, but she meant someone more femme, more polished, less me. It devastated me. I stopped painting, which had been my joy for years. For a while, I just worked, slept, and stared at blank canvases, until a friend basically dragged me to an open mic night. Something shifted. I started painting again, then selling, then got invited to exhibit in a queer art collective. 2 years later, I was featured in a gallery show under the theme Love Lost, Self Found. She came. I saw her in the crowd. After the show, she approached me, said she missed my energy, my depth, my creativity. I thanked her for coming and walked away. Some upgrades only shine under bad lighting. Story 16. I was dating this guy Rob for almost 3 years. We met in college and built our relationship on late-night ramen and shared textbooks. After graduation, things got more real. I took a job as a paralegal to support us while he figured out his startup idea. Months turned into a year, then two. Still no company, just brainstorming. Then one day, he told me he met someone on his wavelength, a girl who worked in tech, got his vision, and inspired him. I was just too safe, he said. So he packed his things, left me with rent, and moved in with her. I didn't beg. I got angry, yes. But then I got focused. I applied to law school. Took night classes. It was brutal. Ramen again, but this time alone. 3 years later, I passed the bar and joined a firm specializing in startup litigation. Guess who showed up at a deposition? Yep, Rob, getting sued by former partners over misused funds. His inspiration had apparently left him after he tanked two investor meetings and tried to blame her for his anxiety. We locked eyes across the table. He looked smaller than I remembered. I didn't say anything. My silence was professional, but inside, I was smiling. Story 17. She told me I lacked ambition because I was a mechanic. said her new boyfriend had a real plan. He was a venture capitalist with a condo downtown, always name-dropping places he'd been and people he knew. Meanwhile, I had grease under my nails and a truck that coughed in the winter. She dumped me during a family BBQ, in front of my parents, said I'd never be enough for where she was going. I was humiliated but not broken. I stopped trying to be impressive and started just being consistent. Opened a small shop with my cousin, then a second one. By year three, we had a full fleet servicing commercial vehicles. I bought a house, paid off my mom's car. A mutual friend sent me a screenshot last month. She was selling MLM supplements online and trying to crowdfund a failed business idea. She messaged me, "I always respected your work ethic. I was just too immature to see it back then." Nah, you didn't need time. You needed a reality check, and now you've got one. Story 18. I was with my boyfriend for 5 years. We were each other's first love, high school sweethearts. I supported him through med school, emotionally and financially. I picked up double shifts, made frozen burritos so he could study, even sold my vintage guitar to help cover his board exams. Then one day, he said he had outgrown the relationship, said I didn't match the image of who he was becoming, told me his new girlfriend was a surgical resident and they shared a language. I was gutted. But slowly, I rebuilt. Went back to school for nutrition. Launched a wellness brand. It started with a few clients, then word spread. Now I'm booked months out and featured in lifestyle blogs. Years later, I got a call from his mom. We'd stayed friendly. She said he was divorced. His ex-wife had an affair with another doctor. She also said, "He asks about you a lot. I think he regrets what he did." Regret doesn't mean much when it comes after betrayal. I gave him my best when he had nothing. He gave me nothing when he had his best. Story 19. We weren't rich, but we were happy. Or so I thought. My girlfriend was a teacher. I was a freelance video editor. We cooked together. Watched foreign films. Dreamed about visiting Europe. But then she got a promotion. A curriculum coordinator role. Suddenly she wanted more. Nicer things. Elevated experiences, she called it. She met this lawyer at a school board gala. And 2 weeks later, she left. She said, "You're creative, but I need someone with stability and status." I won't lie, that crushed me. I stopped editing for a while. But then, a YouTube channel I had been consulting for asked me to come on full-time. I did. It grew. Fast. Now I direct and produce for top-tier creators. I've been flown out to Paris and Tokyo for shoots. I don't post much about it, but people in the industry know my name. A year ago, I saw her at a wedding. She looked tired. Told me her upgrade barely came home. And when he did, he was buried in work. Said she missed when life was simple, fun. I smiled and said, "Simple isn't the same as small." Story 20. He told me I was too ordinary, that I'd never understand his creative genius. He was a painter, talented, sure, but also unreliable, erratic, and kind of cruel. I was a school librarian who liked puzzles and houseplants. He left me for a gallery owner, someone who could open doors for him, he said. She took him to art shows, connected him with collectors, helped him sell his work. He gloated online, called me his past life. I kept living mine, quietly. Then one of my TikToks, just a video recommending underappreciated indie novels, went viral. I leaned into it, started doing more. Within a year, I had 500,000 followers and a brand deal with a publishing house. One day, I got a message from his art account. A single word, "Hey." Out of curiosity, I clicked through. He hadn't posted in months. His last exhibit flopped. His muse had apparently moved to LA with a younger artist. I didn't respond. Sometimes the plain book on the shelf turns out to be a first edition, and sometimes the flashy one is just a cover with nothing inside. Story 21. Back in college, I was dating a guy named Darren. He was charismatic, athletic, and knew how to make everyone feel like they were the only person in the room. I was studying civil engineering. He was in marketing, but made fun of me for building bridges no one sees, said I didn't have star potential. He broke up with me after landing an internship at a media firm, said he met someone more exciting, a fashion major with a future in magazines. He told me I was wife material, but she was headline material. I cried for 2 weeks, then buried myself in my work. Fast forward 6 years. I'm managing large-scale projects and working with city planners to modernize infrastructure across our state. Darren, a mutual friend, tagged me in a Reddit thread about him. Turns out his media firm laid him off during a restructuring. The headline girl dumped him when his savings ran out and moved to London with someone else. He now works part-time as a brand rep at a gym and still posts old throwbacks like he's a celebrity. He DM'd me last month saying, Wow, you really did something with yourself. I just left it on scene. I don't build bridges for people who burned them. Story 22. She said I didn't have the vibe. That was the actual phrase. After nearly 2 years of dating, she left me because I wasn't spontaneous enough. I liked routines. I meal prepped. I budgeted. She said I was like an Excel sheet in human form. She met a DJ, started going to raves, traveling to festivals, told me she felt alive for the first time. I unfollowed her on everything and focused on my goals, finishing my degree in software engineering, getting a stable job, and building something real. Now I work for a tech firm, have a beautiful condo, and yeah, I still meal prep. But now I also travel, volunteer, and I'm with someone who appreciates my kind of vibe. I ran into my ex last winter at a mutual friends gathering. She looked different. Tired, like life had been spinning her around. The DJ dumped her after he got someone else pregnant. She was working two jobs and trying to figure things out. She told me I looked amazing and said, "You really glowed up." Nah, I just stopped shrinking for people who never saw me right in the first place. Story 23. I got ghosted by my fiancé. No argument, no warning. Just didn't come home one night. I found out through a tagged photo that she had flown to Bali with her ex, some startup founder she always said was toxic. Turns out she thought I was too normal. I was a high school teacher with a mortgage and a garden. He was all yachts and crypto and rooftop parties. I fell into depression for months. But something strange happened. My students rallied around me. Parents wrote letters of support. I found meaning again in the quiet things. Morning walks, watching seedlings sprout, mentoring kids who had no one else. 2 years later, I was named Educator of the Year in my state. I shared the moment on Instagram with a caption thanking the community who believed in me. Guess who liked the post? She did. And she sent a message, "I miss how peaceful it felt with you." I didn't respond. I didn't even delete the message. I just left it there, as a reminder. Not everything that glitters is gold. Sometimes it's just polished ego. Story 24. I dated a woman who made me feel like a placeholder. She'd constantly talk about how I was a nice guy, but not the dream. I cooked, cleaned, helped her through grad school. When she landed a job at a major nonprofit, she met a man on the board. Older, wealthy, sharp dresser. She left me with a note on the kitchen counter. "I need more from life. I'm sorry. I didn't chase her. I mourn." Then I got to work on myself. Lost weight, started hiking, launched a blog about mental health for men. It went viral. I got invited on podcasts, wrote a book, and eventually became a speaker at wellness retreats. 4 years later, I got an email from her. She said the dream guy turned out to be married the whole time. She'd left everything for an illusion. She asked if I'd want to catch up. "Just coffee. As friends?" I replied, "Thanks for the closure. I already caught up to the life I deserved." Story 25. He dumped me because I didn't fit the brand. He was a fitness coach who just started going viral on TikTok for his motivational gym rants. I was a kindergarten teacher who wore cardigans with cats on them. He told me point blank, "You're lovely, but you don't help the image." I was crushed. He'd convinced me to stop posting pics of us so he could build an audience. Now I knew why. His upgrade was a fitness model with 300,000 followers and abs you could grade cheese on. But guess what? A year later, he got exposed for editing his transformation photos and ghosting clients. Sponsors dropped him. She left him. He tried pivoting to Twitch but got called out for being rude to fans. Meanwhile, I had been documenting my teaching journey on a little YouTube channel. It blew up. Parents, teachers, and even celebrities followed for my wholesome content and classroom hacks. I got a brand deal with a children's book publisher, bought my first home. He messaged me, "You really made something out of yourself. Proud of you." I just sent back a thumbs up emoji. No caption needed. Story 26. I was married to a woman who constantly compared us to other couples. She wanted a lifestyle that looked like a movie. Sleek cars, rooftop parties, extravagant gifts. I was a firefighter. Proud of it. It wasn't glamorous, but it was honest work. I loved the job, and I loved her. One day she said, "I can't live a small life anymore." 2 weeks later, she filed for divorce. A month after that, she was dating a luxury car salesman who drove a Maserati and wore cologne that probably cost more than our couch. She moved into his penthouse, posted about manifesting her true life, and cut off all our mutual friends. I didn't post anything. Just kept working, saving, and staying close to my crew. 3 years later, she showed up at my station. Her mascara was smudged and her voice was trembling. He'd lost everything in a lawsuit and left her with nothing. No savings, no apartment, Just her parents' couch and a stack of unpaid credit card bills. She said, "You were the only man who ever showed up when it counted." I said, "You wanted a life that looked good. I built one that actually was." And then I went back inside. We had lives to save. Story 27. She dumped me 2 weeks after I lost my job. Said she couldn't carry the relationship anymore. I understood. I was broke and defeated, sleeping on a friend's couch, applying to anything with a pulse. But it stung when she started dating her boss less than a month later. He was a real estate investor, 12 years older, and always dressed like he was heading to court. She moved into his condo and started posting pictures of herself in Versace, like she'd just upgraded from a hatchback to a private jet. I stayed down for a while, but then I got into coding through a free online bootcamp. Picked up freelance gigs, landed a contract, then another. Eventually, I built my own client list and started a small web design agency. 2 years later, she emailed me asking if I still did websites. Said she was trying to start her own business after things didn't work out. I didn't reply. I just forwarded the email to my assistant and asked her to send our new client pricing sheet. Spoiler, she never followed up. Story 28. He told me I was too basic, that I didn't challenge him. Said being with me felt like eating plain oatmeal every morning, his words. He left me for a girl who wore neon eyeliner, dyed her hair monthly, and had a huge following as a creative healer. She seemed fun, loud, wild, all the things I apparently wasn't. So I stopped watching him, muted everything. I threw myself into culinary school, something I'd been too afraid to try before. I was quiet about it, just worked hard, did internships, burnt a few souffles along the way. Now I'm the head pastry chef at a boutique hotel that books 6 months out for reservations. I've been featured in foodie blogs, and I'm writing a dessert cookbook. Then came the message, "Your cakes look amazing." I miss the calm you brought to my life. I didn't respond. I just posted a photo of my lavender honey tart with the caption, "Some things take time to rise." Story 29. My ex told me he needed a power couple dynamic. I'm a nurse. I work long shifts, love quietly, and celebrate with pizza and Netflix, not champagne and rooftop selfies. He said he met someone at a networking retreat who was more on his level. She was a venture capitalist. Fast talking, sharp dressing, all over his Instagram feed within a week of our breakup. I went dark, focused on my patients, started teaching part-time, and eventually began organizing medical workshops in underserved communities. I didn't post much, but when I was awarded a humanitarian nursing award, a photo of me made it to a healthcare magazine cover. A few weeks later, I got a long message from him. He said she left him after her firm relocated to Dubai, and he realized I was the only real thing in his life. I read it, closed it, deleted it. I don't do reruns, especially when the premiere was ignored. Story 30. We were in a small band together. I played guitar and wrote the lyrics. She was the singer. People loved her voice, and she loved the attention. We dated on and off for years until she told me she was done playing small-town games. She signed with a music producer from L.A., someone she met at a gig. Said he believed in her star power and promised to get her a record deal. She left the band, and me, without a second thought. At first, I considered quitting music altogether. But I kept playing. Wrote an album based on everything I felt. It was raw, emotional, and completely independent. I uploaded it to Bandcamp and left it alone. Then something happened. One of the songs blew up on TikTok, then another. Indie blogs started reviewing the album. I got signed to a small but legit label. We went on tour. People sang my lyrics back to me, the ones she once said were too sad to sell. A year later, I saw her at a festival. She was working at a merch booth for another artist. Her producer had vanished after her first single flopped. She said, "I never thought you'd be the one to make it." I smiled and said, "Neither did you." Story 31. We were together for nearly 8 years. High school sweethearts turned real adult couple. We'd been through so much. Her father's passing, my job loss, two apartment moves, and one canceled wedding due to COVID. Through it all, I thought we had that kind of quiet, unshakable love. Turns out it was only quiet on my end. One day she sat me down and said she felt like she had outgrown us. That she needed someone who matched her growth, whatever that meant. A month later, she was dating a dentist who drove a Tesla and took her on weekend trips to Napa. He was everything I wasn't. Polished, predictable, wealthy. I fell into a depression. My job in IT felt meaningless. I moved in with my brother to save money and cut contact with mutual friends. But in that solitude, I started coding a project I'd always dreamed about. A tool for musicians to sync lyric visuals with live sound. I worked obsessively on it, barely telling anyone. After a year, I launched it on a whim. The response was insane. It caught the attention of an indie band, then a label. I licensed the tech and turned it into a full-time business. Suddenly, I was speaking at music expos, partnering with audio brands, and being invited to places I never thought I'd see. Then came the message from her. "Hey, I just saw your article in Billboard Tech. So proud of you. Hope you're well." I didn't answer. I didn't need to. She didn't outgrow me. She just took a shortcut that led nowhere. Story 32. He used to say I was too content, that I lacked ambition. I thought we were in love. He thought we were in a waiting room, waiting for him to get rich, waiting for someone better to come along. That someone, apparently, was his company's new HR director. She was tall, wore heels like weapons, and made six figures. He left me 2 weeks after Christmas, after I just helped him pay off a parking ticket and bought his mother a birthday gift. I stayed in our shared apartment because it was under my name. The silence was deafening, but I filled it with something I hadn't done in years, painting. At first it was messy, dollar store brushes, dried out acrylics, but slowly, something came back. I started sharing my work online. Then I got into a virtual art gallery. Then a small print shop wanted to license my designs. Fast forward a year, and I'd turned my side hobby into a six-figure business selling prints, merch, and digital wallpapers. I didn't flaunt it. I just lived it. Then one night, he showed up at my booth during an art market. Told me he got laid off. The HR director dumped him after he struggled with the vision board life she sold him. He asked if we could grab coffee. I told him I don't drink coffee with ghosts. Story 33. We met in the military. Went through basic together. Dated in secret at first, then came out when we were stationed overseas. It was intense, beautiful, chaotic. I thought we were soulmates. But when she got promoted, everything changed. She started talking about how I was too emotional, how my PTSD therapy made me soft. She wanted someone tactical, not tender. She said it kindly, but left cruelly. For a squad commander with perfect abs and no baggage, I broke. I went home on medical leave and didn't leave my room for weeks. My sister finally dragged me to a local jiu-jitsu gym. I hated it at first, but over time, it gave me something structure never did: freedom, control over my body, a sense of strength that didn't require armor. I trained, competed, taught, then opened my own center focused on vets with trauma. We now offer free classes to anyone with a military ID. We've helped dozens get clean, get stable, and get strong. 3 years later, she messaged me from a burner account. Turns out her new guy was dishonorably discharged for misconduct. Her own career stalled, and she'd been reassigned far from home. She said, "I wish I'd seen what you were really building." I didn't reply, because I wasn't building it for her. Story 34. She said I was too boring, that I'd never do anything important. I worked at a local hardware store, helped my mom with bills, and spent weekends fixing old bikes to sell. She wanted a man who could impress her friends, not someone who knew where the best screwdrivers were. She cheated on me with a DJ who had sleeve tattoos and a vape sponsorship. I found out through Snapchat. Classy. I didn't rage. I just got quiet. I sold the bikes, opened a small shop. It barely made anything the first year, but I kept going. Every dollar went back into tools, parts, marketing. Then a video of one of my custom retro builds went viral. I got orders from Europe, then a deal with a retro brand. 5 years later, I had a waitlist of 8 months in a restored warehouse with 12 employees. I never posted a revenge glow-up. I never flaunted a new partner. But one day, a customer tagged me in a photo. Apparently, my ex now worked part-time at a bar that hosted EDM nights. She messaged me after seeing my name in a magazine. "Guess the boring ones win, huh?" "Nah, we just stay steady while others crash." Story 35. We were broke together, or so I thought. Sharing ramen, splitting rent, scheming up dreams late at night. He wanted to open a brewery. I supported him fully. Even quit my job to help build a pitch deck and run social media for his idea. The night before our first investor meeting, he told me he was seeing someone else. Said she had connections and understood his level. Left me with nothing but the unpaid power bill and a broken laptop. I spent 2 days sobbing. Then I remembered the pitch deck I made. It wasn't for his brewery. It was for mine now. I applied for grants. Got rejected 11 times. The 12th said yes. I launched a boutique cider brand built around local women growers and sustainable practices. It started tiny, farmers markets and community pop-ups. Now, it sold statewide and featured in a foodie doc. 3 years later, I ran into him at a trade expo. He was hawking some underwhelming IPA from a third-party label and didn't even have a booth. He said, "You really pulled it off without me?" I smiled and said, "Correction. Because of you." Then I clinked a bottle of my own label with someone else's and walked away. Story 36. We dated during our final year of university. I was pursuing environmental engineering and volunteering on the weekends to clean up local rivers. She was a marketing student who dreamed of a high-rise office, matching suits, and luxury brunches. At first, she said she loved how grounded I was. How different. But that changed quickly once graduation came. One evening, she told me she couldn't see herself settling down with someone who drove a second-hand Prius and spent Saturdays planting trees. A month later, she posted photos in Cabo with a finance bro from her internship. Fancy resort, champagne in a pool. I got the message loud and clear. I moved on. Worked hard, built a nonprofit focused on sustainable irrigation in developing regions. Didn't go viral, didn't make headlines, but I helped people. Built wells, improved farms, trained locals. Eventually, we partnered with a UN development project. Then, out of nowhere, I got a text from her. Saw your name in that article. Proud of you. I guess I didn't get it back then. She didn't get it, and that's fine. I wasn't building a life for people who needed sparkles to see the value of gold. Story 37. He broke up with me after 4 years together. 4 birthdays. 4 Christmases. 1 shared dog. 1 almost proposal. His reason? I need someone who matches the pace I'm at. He had just started gaining traction as a fitness influencer. His reels were blowing up. Brand deals were coming in. I was a barista and part-time nursing student. Supportive, but apparently not part of his brand. He started dating a fitness model almost instantly. Their posts made me feel invisible. Matching gym sets, green smoothies, fake laughs in perfect lighting. I cried in the walk-in fridge between shifts, but I didn't stop studying. 2 years later, I became a registered nurse. Got a job in the ER. I saved lives while he was saving engagement rates. Then one day, a mutual friend told me he'd torn his ACL during a stunt. Couldn't train. Sponsors dropped him. His model girlfriend left the second the algorithm turned on him. He messaged me. "Hey, I still think about how solid things were with you." I didn't respond. I was on my break, watching a kid I'd helped stabilize walk for the first time post-surgery. Some of us post. Some of us heal. And some of us learn the difference. Story 38. I used to date a girl who made me feel like a side quest in her main story. Everything was about her. Her plans, her career, her aesthetic. I didn't mind at first. I was a quiet guy. I worked in cybersecurity, liked building PCs, and brewed my own beer in the garage. One day, she told me she'd met someone at a TEDx event. A creative director with a startup. Drove a Tesla. Wore turtlenecks in July. She said she had to explore her full self. Which apparently didn't include someone who had an anime figurine collection and liked Fallout lore. I didn't beg. I just nodded, packed my stuff, and left. Then I built a tech blog. Then a YouTube channel. Slowly, it grew. Because I wasn't trying to be trendy. I was just good at what I did. Now I consult for gaming companies, have a podcast with 6-figure listeners, and yes, still brew beer. She emailed me after I was featured in a Wired article. Said she missed the piece I brought to her chaos. Funny. She once said peace bored her. Story 39. He left me 3 weeks after I had a miscarriage. Said it was too much emotional weight. And that he needed lighter energy. He moved in with a woman he met at a yoga retreat. She was into spiritual healing. Posted about moon water and vibrations. I was just trying to remember how to breathe. I didn't hate him. I just didn't recognize him anymore. I started therapy. Volunteered at a women's shelter. Focused on quiet routines. Then one day, I opened my own wellness studio. Not the crystals and incense kind, but a real trauma-informed space for people to move through grief, anxiety, loss. We got press. A grant. More people came. 3 years later, he came to one of our community meditation nights. Alone. He said his partner had ascended beyond the relationship and left him during a spiritual retreat. He looked lost. He said, "I didn't know how strong you really were." I said, "That's because you were only ever looking for light, not the fire." Then I handed him a brochure and walked away. Anyone can join our classes, but not everyone belongs in your healing. Story 40. We were broke students in a small town. I was studying computer science, she was into journalism. We lived off frozen pizza and shared Spotify. When I got offered an unpaid internship in another city, she encouraged me to take it, then dumped me 2 weeks later. Said she realized she needed someone with presence. Not potential. Turns out she had already started dating her professor, older, divorced, very well published. She said he understood her mind. I was crushed, but I still took the internship. Slept on a friend's floor, ate cereal for dinner, coded until my eyes blurred. Eventually, my software caught the eye of a developer at a major platform. One thing led to another, and now I own a tool used by over 200,000 freelancers. 3 years later, I gave a talk at a university event. She was in the audience. Afterward, she approached me and said, "I'm really proud of you." I was so stupid. I smiled and said, "No, you were just impatient." Then I left. With my fiancé, who believed in me back when I had nothing but code and dreams. Story 41. She dumped me while we were standing in line at Target. We were shopping for detergent, just running errands like we always did. Out of nowhere, she said, "I don't think we're meant to live this kind of life forever. I want something bigger. Someone who dreams in luxury." I thought she was joking at first. Then she told me she'd been reconnecting with an old flame from high school, a guy who owned a car dealership and just bought a lake house. She said she didn't want to hurt me, but she also didn't want to die waiting for our life to start. That night, she left our shared apartment while I was asleep. Didn't even take the dog. Just her clothes, makeup, and the air fryer. I cried more for the dog than for her, to be honest. I kept the apartment. Started working more hours as a carpenter. Took up commissions for custom-built furniture. At first it was slow, then word spread. I started an Instagram for my work, and it exploded. Within 2 years, I had clients from out of state, a warehouse workshop, and a team of four. The turning point came when a celebrity interior designer ordered three of my tables for a reality show renovation. Overnight, my name was in magazines, blogs, and home design forums. Then I got a message from her. It was short. "I saw your work on TV. You've really grown into something." I looked up her profile. She was single again, working as a receptionist at a dealership that wasn't even his anymore. I never replied. Some of us build. Others just drift toward whoever looks like they've already built something. Story 42. He told me I was too sensitive. Said I made everything too heavy. He wanted a partner who laughed more, cried less, and didn't get stuck in their own head. The irony? He was a psychology major. We dated for 2 years, and I spent most of that time shrinking. Trying not to cry too much, not to take up space, not to talk about my childhood trauma. I thought love was about compromise. Turns out, love without safety is just performance. When he broke up with me, he told me he'd met someone lighter, a social media manager who did yoga and sent voice notes with affirmations. I was just too complicated. So I stopped being palatable. I started being real. I went back to therapy. I poured myself into poetry. Performed at open mics. Posted my pieces online. Slowly, a following grew. People who said my words made them feel seen. I self-published a poetry book. It sold over 10,000 copies in its first year. Then came the interview with a popular mental health podcast. After it aired, he texted me, "I listened. You sound like someone I never gave the space to become. I'm sorry." I didn't respond to the apology, but I included a poem about him in my second book. It ends with the line, "You mistook the depth for a wound, but it was a well." Story 43. We were married for 5 years, had a child together, built a life from scratch, a small house, a beat-up sedan, bills we juggled like circus performers. He used to hold me at night and promise me we'd grow old on a porch swing. Then his company IPO'd. He went from stressed-out coder to overnight tech star. Suddenly, he was on panels, shaking hands with investors, wearing suits tailored in Milan. And me? I was still waking up at 3 a.m. with our toddler, wiping applesauce off the wall. He changed fast, told me I was too domestic, that I didn't fit into the life he was entering. He said he loved me, but love wasn't enough in the world he lived in now. He left, bought a penthouse, started dating a former model turned crypto consultant. I stayed with our daughter, scraped by, worked nights, and refused to fall apart in front of her. But I also wrote,
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like, last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Wrote about what it's like to be the woman left behind. I wrote essays and stories and I posted them anonymously. One of them went viral, then another. Soon, I had a literary agent and a book deal. Now my memoir is a bestseller. I'm on talk shows. My daughter and I moved to a house with a garden and space to breathe. I got a call from him recently. Said his crypto queen ran off with an advisor, and now he's going through a scandal. He asked how I was. I said, whole. Story 44. She never believed in what I did. I'm a tattoo artist. Not a celebrity one. Just a local guy who loves turning people's scars into something beautiful. I have a small studio with dim lighting and punk music, and it smells like antiseptic and stories. She hated it. Said she couldn't introduce me to her family. They were all lawyers and doctors. She told me I was talented, but not real boyfriend material. Like I was a fun chapter in her story, not the ending. She met someone at a charity gala. An environmental lawyer. Well-spoken, wealthy, polished. She left me via a handwritten note and didn't even say goodbye to my dog. I channeled that pain into ink. I started offering free cover-up tattoos for domestic abuse survivors. Documented the transformations. Not just skin, but faces, posture, voice. People noticed. The story got picked up. The studio got booked solid. Then international coverage followed. I was flown to tattoo conventions, interviewed by Vogue, invited to collaborate on a documentary. Then one day she walked into the studio, didn't even book an appointment, just stood there and said, "I used to think you were small, but you're everywhere now." I said, "Funny, I thought the same about you." Story 45. We were engaged, wedding date set, invitations ordered, dress picked. I thought we were rock solid, until he got accepted into a tech accelerator in San Francisco and told me he wasn't sure he could be tied down right now. He said we could maybe revisit things once he figured himself out. He figured himself out in about 3 weeks, enough to start dating a digital strategist he met at a pitch night. They posted pictures of rooftop drinks and inside jokes I didn't understand. I canceled the wedding, lost deposits, returned gifts, gained a spine. I used the wedding savings to start my event design business, something I always wanted to do but had been too afraid to pursue. Turns out, I had a knack for it. Within 2 years, I was designing celebrity baby showers and high-end fundraisers. Then I got hired to plan the gala for the very accelerator he attended. He was there, alone. He came up to me and said, "You look like someone who figured it out." I smiled. "Thanks, I did. You helped." He didn't realize he was the fire that forged me. And for once, I didn't need closure. I was the finish line. Story 46. We were long distance. I was in Texas. She was in Chicago. Dated for almost 3 years. I was working oil rigs to pay off student loans. Dirty job, long hours, but it paid well. I sent her money when she needed help with bills. Flew up whenever I could. Thought we were building something real. Then came the phone call. Cold, short, no tears. "I've met someone," she said. He was a business consultant, lived in a high rise, didn't smell like diesel. She told me I was too small town, and she needed a man who could move in her world. I hung up without saying a word. A year later, I took the money I'd saved and opened a truck repair business. It took off fast. Hired staff, expanded to 3 locations. I stayed humble, kept grinding. Then one day I flew to Chicago for a trade show. While getting coffee, I saw her. She was working at the counter. We locked eyes. She looked shocked. Said her boyfriend lost everything in a bad investment, then left the country. She was figuring things out. She asked how I was. I said, "Bigger than ever, just not for your world." Then I walked out. That coffee never tasted better.